Dame Shirley's in because it's a Monday, and we've now going to introduce the youngest member of the team this morning. We have Tom Lake with us. Morning, Tom. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine, thanks.
Now, you're not at school because obviously you're in the school holidays.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay, so you fancied coming in and doing a bit of radio?
Yep.
Now, you said you've done a bit of radio elsewhere. Was it Radio 1? Power FM?
I don't know.
Radio 2?
No, somewhere on the mainland.
Somewhere on the mainland. You can't actually remember the name of it?
No, I can't.
Let's hope you remember the name. Do you know where you are now?
Yeah, I think so.
Good. Where are you now?
Vectus Radio.
Good man, good man. So you remembered. We're memorable. Now, I think your granddad's listening. You better say hi to your granddad, don't you?
Hello, granddad.
Has he got like a special name, Granddad Pops? Or
yeah, I call him Uppy.
Uppy?
Yep.
Uppy?
Yep.
Come on, why Uppy?
When my oldest cousin was younger, they were trying to teach her to say granddad, and she said Uppy, and then her brother called her Uppy, and then my sister called her Uppy, so now I call her Uppy.
Hmm. So granddad's Uppy. Uppy?
Yep.
Just Uppy?
Yep.
Have you got any nicknames, Dame Shirley? Because you're a grandma. I mean, did you get any daft names? You get any, you know?
No, not really.
No, not like Uppy then.
No, not like Uppy. I think I might be offended if I was called Uppy.
All right, Tom. So you go to Cowes?
Yep.
It's not called Cowes High anymore. What is it called these days?
Cowes Enterprise College.
Cowes Enterprise College. How long have you been there?
2 years. Just going into year 9, so 2 years.
Okay, so 2 years. Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
You got to say that because just in case your teacher's listening.
Yeah.
And otherwise they'd give you detention. We're keeping this boy in.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've got, 4 weeks left of the summer holidays? Three, 4 weeks?
I don't know.
Enjoying the summer holidays?
Yeah, it's been good so far.
What have you done then?
Not much, really.
Not much?
No, I'm going swimming later, and that's about it.
Oh, yeah? Cool, you're leading exciting life, don't you? You're going swimming. Where are you going swimming? You've got the River Medina over there, look.
Just Medina. Leisure Centre.
Medina Leisure Centre. You're going up there, are you?
Yep.
Okay, well, look, we'll talk more in a little while. We're going to ask you all sorts of things, like who's your favourite football team, although we do know that.
Mm.
And although football's off the menu today, I don't really want to talk about it.
I wonder why, Ian.
Well, do you know what? People have given me a bit of... I'll let you into a secret. I'm an Arsenal fan, I don't care, to be honest. We lost 3-0 or 2-0 to West Ham. I don't care. I really don't. Dominic Cole is a West Ham fan. Obviously, we lost them yesterday, and he was saying, you're going to be in tears tomorrow. You know, I said, no, I should be more worried about what I'm getting for tea.
See, I thought you were going to be grumpy this morning. I said to Mick, oh dear, I know it's going to be like they lost.
I'm grumpy for many other reasons.
I know you are,
but
Ian.
Nothing at all to do with football. I couldn't care less. I really couldn't care less.
Have you lost faith in Arsenal then?
No, I'm just bored with them. Why should I worry about them? I've got better things to worry about. And you'll find this. You've been a Man United fan the last couple of years. I mean, how boring it must have been, eh? The season was over for you last November, wasn't it?
Yeah.
There you go, then. So you've had to wait until this weekend for it to start again and everybody on the same level.
Yeah, and they got a bit lucky this weekend.
They did get lucky.
Yeah.
But then they beat Spurs, which I'm quite pleased about.